أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فقلنا يا آدم إن هذا عدو لك ولزوجك فلا يخرجنكما من الجنة فتشقى. إن لك لا تجوع فيها ولا تعرى وأنك لا تظمأ فيها ولا تضحى. We are discussing the stay of Adam عليه السلام in Jannah and then him coming down to earth. Now in this verse, when Allah created Adam alayhi salam and placed him into Jannah, Allah told him that indeed it is promised. That means you would never in Jannah ever experience hunger, nor will you be unclothed. There's no concern about clothing. There's no concern about food, and indeed you will not be thirsty therein, or be hot from the sun. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Adam alayhi salam a life of absolute comfort in Jannah. And there were four promises. One was a promise of comfort, that means you'll be provided with all your necessities without having to work for food, for water, for clothes, for shelter. You'll be protected from humiliation. That means hunger is a form of internal humiliation, while nakedness is an external form of humiliation. And you're protected from both in Jannah. There's no need for clothes and no need for food. So this verse covers the four basic necessities. No need for food, no need for clothing, no need for drink, and no need for shelter. That means exposure from hot or heat or cold. And so this verse described the perfect state of Nabi Adam and Hawa alayhi salatu wassalam in Jannah. And can you imagine what happened, the grief and the sorrow and the shock and the trauma of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha when they came to the earth? Suddenly they're experiencing hunger. Now they're experiencing thirst. Now they have to now look for their shelter. They have to look for water. That change, that transition from this perfect state in Jannah to life on earth must have been extremely traumatic for Adam alayhi salam and Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. You had to now search for food. You have to cultivate land. You have to work with your hands. The pain of hunger has now become a reality. Can we imagine the state of our mother and father when they came down from Jannah on earth and suddenly they had this trauma of all hunger, thirst, clothing, labor, all of that suddenly became a reality in their lives? So that was one part of their grief and their sorrow and their anxiety and their trauma. The other was the fact that they've incurred the displeasure of Allah. And they cried out, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ So this was, you know, these two things made up this tawbah of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. We can imagine what kind of tawbah that must be. Imagine being deprived of Jannah and coming onto this earth and now having to do the battles of life on this earth. So that's the one aspect of them coming down from Jannah onto earth. The other, which is often discussed by scholars, but not proven conclusively because there's no hadith to show, give an answer to this question. Neither is there a Quranic verse that gives an answer to this question. And that is, where did Adam and Hawa alayhimus salatu wasalam come down on earth? Which part of the globe did they come down on? So Allah simply says, "Kul nahbitu minha jami'an," that all of you get out of Jannah and come on earth. Now, all of you refers to three people. It refers to Adam alayhi salam, it refers to Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and it refers to Iblis. So they were all now expelled, and they now had to settle on earth. So the Quran does not specify the exact location. Where did Adam alayhi salam come down, or Hawa radiallahu anha, or Iblis? Now, there's a famous historian of Tabari reports that several narrations, there are several narrations in his book answering this question. And he narrates that one of these seven, we cannot go over all seven, he says that Adam alayhi salam, Allah separated them. All three were separated on earth. So he says that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam descended in India on a mountain called Sarandib, which is present day Sri Lanka, Ceylon or Sri Lanka. So the one view is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came down from earth, he descended in Sri Lanka or present day Sri Lanka. And Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, a historian by the name of Al-Mas'udi reports that Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha came down in Jeddah. And so they were separated. One was in Ceylon and the other Sri Lanka, and one was in Jeddah. And some historians even say that the name Jeddah comes from the word Jaddah. Jaddah in Arabic means grandmother. So Jeddah is actually an acknowledgement and confirmation that the first human being to occupy and populate that part of the land was our mother Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Iblis, according to the narration of Tabari, historians, Tabari says Iblis descended and came down in a place called Obulla. Obulla is in present day Basra. So Iblis came down in Obulla, Adam alayhi salam came down in present-day Sri Lanka, and Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha came down in Jeddah. But however, the scholars say all of these are narrations from historians. There is no conclusive evidence that this was really the case, and there are various versions. Some versions say both Adam and Hawa alayhi salam came down at Arafah, but there's no conclusive evidence as to where exactly did Adam and Hawa alayhi salam come down. And then through Allah's Mashiach and will, they both met, at Arafat again. So that was the first meeting on earth after being separated. So when they came down, when they were brought down on earth, Shaitan took a vow, as we know, when he was expelled and accursed. And that vow was that I take a vow. He first asked Allah, once he was expelled from after he refused to make sajda, he asked Allah, "Anzirni ila yawmi yub'athun." He said, "I have one request, And that request is, grant me life till the day that mankind is resurrected. Don't take my life before that. And Allah said, innaka minal munzareen, you have been given that respite. You will live from the time of Adam right till the end of time. So that we can imagine the age of Shaitan. He's living from the time of, he was created before Adam alayhi salam, and he will live right till the end of time. Longest living being that we know of, apart from the angels, is Iblis. We've been talking of human beings and jinnats.